Masechta Shviyos deals with the halachas of Shemitah, and in fact, as we'll see throughout the first parak, that the halachas of Shemitah are as such that the Shemitah begins at the beginning of the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, from Rosh Hashanah, from the first of Tishrei. That's on a Deoraisa level. However, there's a halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, or possibly a pasuk, as we'll see at the beginning, the Mishnah Dalet, that teaches us that there is something called Tosefes Shviyos, that we add on, and from the end of the sixth year, not even starting at the beginning of the seventh year, but at the end of the sixth year, we start certain of the restrictions and prohibitions when it comes to Shemitah. The Lachem L'Moshe Mitzrayim extends it for 30 days, and Chazal extended it even more than that when we're dealing with a Steh Ilan, which is a field made up of trees, and we'll define that starting in our Perek, in our Mishnah, in the next Mishnah. When it comes to Steh Ilan, a field of trees, the prohibition is going to be that we cannot plow that field starting from Shavuos. And if you have a field that is made up of grain or vegetables, the prohibition is going to start even earlier. We cannot plow it from Pesach. So Mishnah Aleph starts as follows: Ad Emasai Choshin B'Steh Ha'ilan Erev Shviyos. When does this prohibition to stop plowing, even in the sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, start? When it comes to a Steh Ha'ilan. So Beisham Ayomrim Kozman Shu Yafe L'Pri, as long as the plowing is beneficial for the fruit growing on the tree in the sixth year, then we continue plowing that field. However, at the point that it's not beneficial for those fruits, but it's only going to be beneficial for the trees, and in other words, the benefit will be felt only in the Shemitah year itself, that's when it's prohibited. This is a Beis Shammai, that it's a subjective standard based on the type of tree. Who Beis Hillel Omrim Ad Hatzeres, Beis Hillel gives a fixed time that we can only plant a Steh Ilan up until Shavuos, and thereafter we can no longer plow that Steh Ilan. And the Mishnah comments, Ukrovim Divrei Elu Lios Ketivrei Elu, truth be told, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel standards are fairly similar. The subjective standard of Beis Shammai, that it depends on the tree, and Beis Hillel setting it at Shavuos, those are going to be pretty close to one another, that we have to stop plowing the Steh Ilan. Mishnah Beis, Ezu Steh Ilan, so define. What does this mean, a Steh Ilan, that we can continue plowing all the way up into Shavuos, and we don't have to stop at Pesach, Koshlosha Ilanos LeBeiseah, as long as we have three trees that are planted within a Beiseah. Beiseah is an area of 50 by 50 amos, which in other words is 2,500 square amos. If we have three trees planted there and they have to fit certain requirements, then we are permitted to plow that entire field to benefit those three trees. Imruin Lasos Kikar Dvela Shoshishim Mana Bitalki, as long as each of those three trees in that Beit Se'ah are able to make a loaf, a hunk of pressed figs, which weighs equal to 60 Italian manet, which is approximately 29 kilo, 63 pounds would be the amount that each tree has to produce per annum. Choshim kol Beit Se'ah bishvilan. If those three trees are that productive, then we can plow the entire Beit Se'ah, the entire field for them, because they nourish from the entire field, and we can go all the way up into Shavuos. Pachos mikan, however, if they produce less than that amount, ain't choshim lahem ela meloha ora v'sala, where it's only permitted to plow around those trees, under the branches of those trees, and in addition, an area, meloha ora v'sala chutzala, which means the area that they would plow around it, or the person, or one explanation the Bartender says, the person working around it, and the basket that he would hold, that's approximately another two amas all around each of the trees. So it's going to be each around each of those trees, but not the entire field. Mishnah Gimel says that it's not only about big trees alone, but echad ilan srak, even if we have, the same applies if we have a tree that doesn't produce fruit, the echad ilan machol, or tree that does produce fruit, be it a fig tree or not, what we would do is roin osan ki'ilu hem te'ini. We look at them as if they are fig trees. What that means is we look at them if they are the proper size, the same size as a fig tree that would be able to yield the amount that we discussed before, the 29 kilo, the 63 pounds, imrui nasa kikar devela shoshishi manebitalki, if it can, based on the size of those trees, they would, if they were fig trees, they would be able to produce that amount of figs, horshin kolbeisei abishulani, would be permitted to plow the entire field, the entire base, say, the 2,500 square amas for them, Pachos mikan, however, if they would not be able to produce that, in other words, the sizes of those trees is less, so they could not produce the requisite amount of figs. In Chorshim lahem alatzorchan, we could not plow the entire field. We would only be able to plow around those trees themselves, as we discussed before with the two amos around them all the way up until Shavuos. Mishnah Dalet, haya osa kikar devela ushnaim enosa. If one of them, we have those three trees in the Beis Seah, but only one of them can make the requisite amount of figs, and two cannot, ushnaim osim ve'achad enosa, or two make the requisite amount of figs, and one cannot. Accordingly, that is not three trees, that each of them have to make those requisite amount of trees. That accordingly, in Chorshin Lahem El Etzorkan, we would not be able to plow the entire field for those three trees, but rather we would only be able to plow around each of those trees of themselves, in addition to the two amos around them. And the Mishnah says that's not only the case if we have three trees that aren't as fertile as they should be. The same applies with Ach Yumishlosha Vatisha, even if we have from three up till nine, and not all of them have the fertility required, the 29 kilo or 63 pounds, we would not be able to plow the entire Beis Seah, only the specific trees themselves up until Shavuos. On the other hand, Hayu Asara, once we have 10 trees, Me'asara Lamala, or we have more than 10 trees in that Beis Seah, Bein Osim, Bein She'enon Osim, whether those trees are making the requisite amount of figs, whether they're not, it doesn't matter at that point because we have a minimum of 10 trees. Choreshin Kol Beis Seah Bishulan, would be permitted to plow the entire Beis Seah for those trees all the way up until Shavuos. And now the Mishnah is going to bring a scriptural source, a pasuk, to teach us that there's this mitzvah, a requirement of Tosefes Shavuos that we talked about at the beginning of the parak, that says that we add on it to the Shemitah. Doesn't only start at the first of Tishrei, but at least we said it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Here there's another opinion that it's a pasuk based on what we're about to see, that there's a pasuk that tells us that we have to expand the Shemitah not only from the beginning of the seventh year, but from the sixth year. So the pasuk says, Shene'emar, Becharish of Akatsir Tishbos, from plowing and harvesting, you should be Tishbos. And this is actually talking about Shabbos itself. Shabbos, it's not talking about Shemitah, it's a pasuk in Shmos Lamedalit, but we don't need a pasuk to tell us that you can't plant and harvest on Shabbos. We know Kol Melacha Lo Ta'asu, you can't do any melacha on Shabbos. Accordingly, it's coming to teach us about the halachas of Shemitah. Not only it's not even teaching us about the Shemitah year itself, because we don't need a pasuk to teach us that. We have another pasuk that teaches us you can't plow and harvest during Shemitah, so it's coming to teach us, in Tzarech Lomar Charish V'Katzer Shvius, we don't need it to teach us that you can't plow and harvest during the Shemitah itself. Is coming to teach us the concept, the prohibition of Tosefes Shviz, that we are not permitted to plow even at the end of the sixth year, going into the Shemitah year, and Shunichnas B'Shviz, that's going into the sixth year. V'katzir Shal Shviz, Shuyotzal Motzei Shviz, the same thing goes apply. We're not allowed to harvest coming out of the seventh year into the eighth year, and it's talking about when somebody violated the halachas of Shemitah and planted during the Shemitah year, or when we have Svichim, which are things that grow by themselves, is not permitted to harvest. We have Tosefes Shviz also after the Shemitah year. Rabbi Shmuel has a different take on this pasuk. We said that the first opinion was this pasuk is coming to teach us something about Shemitah. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, we have a limud that we need as it relates to Shabbos, and the pasuk is talking about Shabbos. And the limud is as follows, Macharish Rishus, the prohibition of Shabbos is to plow for your volitional plowing, af katsirishu, same thing applies when harvesting. The prohibition on Shabbos is the malacha is to harvest rishus. When you do it voluntarily, there's an exception to that. Then, yatza katsira omer, if we need to harvest for a mitzvah, then the mitzvah that we're talking about is we need it for the korban haomer, which is brought on the second day of Nisan. So there's a halacha that it has to be, the barley that's brought as part of that korban has to be harvested on that day. But what happens if the 16th of Nisan, the first day of Chol HaMoed, second day of Pesach, falls on Shabbos? So Rabbi Shmuel is teaching us that it indeed, even though it's Shabbos, it would be permitted to harvest the barley for that korban on that day. And that is indeed what this pasuk is telling us, that that is a katsir of mitzvah, that is harvesting for mitzvah, and is permitted even on Shabbos. Mishnah Shlosha Ilano Shel Shlosha Anashim Hare Elu Mitzdarfin V'Chorshin Kol Beis Seah Bishilan. If we have three trees in a Beis Seah, and what's different here is that they're owned by three different people, not by one person, Despite that they're separate ownership, they are all aggregated together, and it would be permitted to plow the entire Beis Seah field for them. That would fall under what we were talking about, that we could plow the entire field all the way up until Shavuos of the sixth year. V'kamaye b'neihem, another requirement, whether it's owned by three people or one person, it doesn't matter. We said that you have to have three trees in a Beis Seah to permit plowing the entire Beis Seah, not just the trees themselves, but to permit it plowing the entire Beis Seah up until Shavuos. So what is the distance? There needs to be a minimum distance between them. Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Kadeshia Bakar, over B'kalev, it has to be that a pair of oxen, cow carrying their, wearing their yokes, their plowing equipment, can pass between those trees. That is a minimum of 4 amos between the trees, because if it's less than 4 amos, those trees are not going to be growing in a very good fashion. They will, at least one, the one that's too close, will have to be removed. So we have a minimum requirement of 4 amos between the trees. Mishnah Vav and Halacha Lemoshe Misinai teaches us that despite the fact that we just learned that if you have 10 trees in a field, then you can plow the entire field, but you can only plow it up until Shavuos. We have an exception to the rule. That's talking about mature trees that were capped at Shavuos. But if we have Eser Netios, Mefuzar Abisach Beisiah, if we have 10 saplings, which are young trees, and we'll explain what that means in a later Mishnah, if we have 10 trees, 10 saplings throughout the Beisiah, then we're even more lenient. Chorshin kol Beis Seah bishvilan ad Rosh Hashanah, is permitted to plow the entire Beis Seah all the way up until Rosh Hashanah. We are not capped at plowing up until Shavuos. And even though that's benefiting the trees themselves going into the Shviz, going into the Shemitah year, that's what the Halacha L'moshe Misinai teaches us, because they need more water for the trees themselves because they are younger and need more support. Hayu Osuyas Shura, an exception, two exceptions to the rule. If these 10 netios, these 10 saplings, are planted close together in a row, so they're not taking up the entire Beis Seah, or if they're surrounded by a fence that is taking up less that entire Beis Seah area, accordingly, we can only plow around the trees themselves. We are not permitted to plow the entire Beis Seah. We can do it up until Rosh Hashanah, so we are still lenient on it because it's netios, but because they are planted in just a specific designated area in that Beis Seah, they're not spread out throughout the entire Beis Seah, we cannot plow the entire Beis Seah. They're not nourishing, their young saplings are not nourishing from the entire Beis Seah. We can only plow in their area. Mishnah Zayin teaches us another leniency in this area. Hanetios, if we have some of those saplings, but we don't have 10. We only have, as explained by the Berurah Tanura, at least 6. But we also have in that space Seah field, Havad Luim, we have Greek gourds that grow like trees, so they grow significantly. Also, it's not talking about all types of gourds, just the Greek gourds. Meet starving Litoch Beis Seah. We had combine then those saplings and those Greek gourds together to have the requisite 10 together in order to fill up the Beis Seah, so that we can plow the entire Beis Seah for their benefit all the way up to Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer Kohel Asar Duluin the Beis Seah. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is even more lenient. Even if you have 10 of those Greek gourds in the Beis Seah and you have no young saplings, you have no netios, according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the Duluim, those Greek gourds, are the same as netios. So if you have 10 of either one, it doesn't matter. Choshin kol Beis Seah Rosh Hashanah, you can plow the entire Beis Seah all the way up until Rosh Hashanah. Mishnah Ches, Ad Imasai Nikru Netios, we've been talking about what happens if something is a sapling, that we are lenient and you can plow all the way up until Rosh Hashanah. If they are grown trees, you can only plow around them up until Shavuos. So what is the definition of a netia, a sapling that we're more lenient on? So we have three opinions. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Ad Shi Acholu, up until it becomes desecrated. That's talking about after the Orla years from that tree have passed, so the 3 years of Orla and Netzed Ravai has passed, or at least that the fruits have been redeemed during the fourth year, so they're no longer hektesh. Then, once that point, there, these fruits are now chulin, that is when that tree is no longer a netia. Second opinion, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Basheva Shanim, it's 7 years, is when it goes from being a netia, that it goes to being a full-fledged tree. And again, the ramification is, if we have the 10 netios, we can plow the entire base up until Rosh Hashanah rather than only up until Shavuos. And the third opinion is Rabbi Akiva Omer Netiyah Nikishma. That means either the first year it's a Netiyah, a sapling, and thereafter it's a full-grown tree. Or alternatively, the Bar Tanura explains it means when people stop referring to it as a sapling, as a Netiyah, that's when it becomes a full-bred, full-grown tree. Elan, if we had a full-grown tree, Shenig Mam, and it was chopped down, and then from the stump that was left over, Vahotzi Chalifin, it has new growth. So the question is that new growth a new sapling? Or is that considered a full-grown tree? It's simply growing on a full-grown tree. The tree used to be there, and it grew out of the trunk of a full-grown tree. So is this an etiyah, or is it an ilan? So the Mishnah says, it depends. Mitefach ulamata kinetiyah, if that stump was a tefach or less, and then the new growth grew out of that very tiny stump, then it is considered an etiyah. It's considered a sapling, and it would be computed in the 10 saplings that we would be permitted to plow the Beis Seah all the way up until Rosh Hashanah. However, mitefach ulamala kilan, however, if it was a tefach or above, so the stump was more significant and the new growth grew out of that stump that was more significant, then we still consider that an ilan, and that new growth does not have a status of an etiyah, divrei Rebbe Shimon.